Hi everyone, we're here today with Janelle Salzman, who is a Lyme magnetic protocol practitioner. Hi Janelle.
Hey, how are you, Charlotte?
I'm good. Good to have you today. So can you tell me, first of all, a little bit about your background and how you came to do and work with the magnets?
Sure. So long time ago, 25 years ago, I graduated from Quinnipiac College, which is Quinnipiac University now, with a degree in occupational therapy. And very quickly after doing internships, I went into working in acute rehabilitation. I had my own pediatric sensory integration business, and then landed, once I had children, in home care and hospice. And I did that for 11 years. And there was something special about being in someone's home, really being able to connect with them on such a personal level. I then realized after that time, there was some burnout from the Western medicine side of it, where there's such beautiful sides of Western medicine. The insurance piece, those higher level regulations were harder for me. So I decided to just look around, and I talked to some dear friends to find out what's next for me. I still want to work with patients, and I made like a to-do list, yes and no, of what I'd like to do. And it brought me to Ayurveda. So Ayurveda being the oldest holistic medicine from India, I went to Kripalu in the Berkshires and got trained as a practitioner, and I continue to do that now, but did that for quite a while in my own practice. And then about 5 years ago, I got an itch to get back into the clinical, the hands-on piece of being an occupational therapist. So I kind of put it out to the universe and said, I need something. And within 1 week, 4 people mentioned to me about biomagnetic pair therapy. So I did some research, found out some professors out in the West Coast, and then stumbled upon the Lyme Magnetic Protocol out of Vermont with Joan Randall, and was one of her first or second classes to train with her. And after that, it was just head down. So it's been a solid 4.5 years almost of treating clients with the Lyme Magnetic Protocol. And we could talk a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so explain to me, and having been through the process myself with Janelle, so I'm really extra excited to have you on today. Tell me a little bit of how the magnets work and what that looks like.
Sure. So it's interesting. The magnets were created by Dr. Goyes, the biomagnetic pair therapy, from a gentleman in Mexico. He's a scientist, so heavy physics background. And he basically used this clinical science to use polarity. So there's North Pole magnets. Actually, I have one here I can grab in a little bit, but a North Pole magnet and a South Pole magnet, black and red. So you know how we use magnets, and sometimes they connect and sometimes they repel. So we use them in different places on the body where infection or imbalance hides itself, like a reservoir. Okay, so certain infections will be in the brain, like Epstein-Barr virus will be more in the head, and you'll see some different types of strep infections that might be more in the GI area. So we put these magnets in pairs, so a start and a finish on the body. Could be a couple magnets, could be, oh my gosh, up to like 20 pair at a time. And the theory behind it from a science standpoint is that the polarity, our bodies are made up of magnetism, and all of our cells even have polarity. So when those cells are in a pathway of the magnets, the polarity, it almost breaks down the infected cell, because infected cells or imbalanced cells don't belong in a body. So it starts to slowly break it down, and then the immune system starts to wake up, because maybe for a long time the person's immune system has been down, 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 depending on what the load has been on them, and infection load has been higher. So the magnets allow us to bring infection load down, and then the immune system wakes itself up, which it should do, and the body self-heals. So that's a little bit of how the magnets, and then there's the other side of it, of pH. We won't talk too much about that, but we're a pool. If you have too much chlorine in it, you're going to get stinging eyes. It's going to be more acidic, where if you let it go without chlorine, it gets algae and becomes more alkaline, and fungus can grow, and molds and algae can grow. Same thing with the body. So we want to bring it back to almost a pH neutral, and the magnets are able to do that, to bring a nice pH neutral, because infection can't survive in pH neutral.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a science side of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Well, and having been to you and for, you know, several visits and bringing my children, I still love when you explain it because it is fascinating how it works and being somebody who it's been really successful for. I'm just, you know, I feel indebted to you.
Thank you.
So tell me a little bit about when a client comes in, what a session then would look like for a client and what they might, what you might be looking for besides Lyme, because we know it's called Lyme Magnetic Protocol, but obviously I know from working with you, there are many thousands of things that you can find as well.
Well, it's interesting because when I first got started, we probably only had 100 strains of infection that we looked at and really, really focused on Lyme disease or vector-borne illness, tick-borne illness. And after quite a while, we expanded and it's now, we're now up to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of infections and imbalances. So basically, people will usually come to me and they see our nurse first, Jackie, and she pretty much triages the case to find out what's going on. It can be straight up, I know I have Lyme disease, maybe I've been through treatment and it's not very successful, or I want an adjunct, or it's someone who says, I have really bad gastrointestinal pain, I have blurred vision, my doctor's diagnosed me with MS, and I'm not quite sure. Is there another option? So I don't like to look at diagnosis very much. Coming from a world where I was so diagnostics driven, you had to code everything as a therapist. Now I love it because I really don't want to even know too much of all the details of what's going on with someone to cloud my mind, but they'll do a detailed evaluation and actually a history and intake. And then they'll come to me and we'll talk it over. A lot of times we'll talk also about what happened around the time where you started to have vertigo or you started to have head pain. Because honestly, 98% of my people have never found a tick on them either. So anything, what happened? Because there's a big emotional component that comes with the body holding on to illness and infection or dis-ease, like we say in Ayurveda. So then I go ahead and this is where it can get a little bit trippy. Even though it's very science-based, we do muscle testing or kinesiology in order to check what infections or imbalances are present in the body. So because we're checking so many infections, a lot of times people do kinesiology like through the arm, like my name is Janelle. That's a true statement. So my body can hold strong for a true statement. My name is Sally. Weak, my arm will fall. So people who understand kinesiology or have had experience, it's very easy to understand. Someone who's new at it, it might take a little bit of introduction to really grasp the idea of the body having such significant knowledge to remember everything that's happened to it. We store it in our subconscious mind, every infection, every illness, every heartbreak, we hold on to it. So we're through muscle testing, we're almost retrieving everything that's happened through yes and no questions. So the person will lay down, or if they can't lay down, I check it through the feet laying down with leg length discrepancy, but I have quadriplegics, I have newborns. So I sometimes will use a pendulum, which is almost like dowsing for water for people that can get that concrete view of what looking for a yes or a no or location with pretty much excellent exactness. And then I go down my list and I check yes, no to strep and blastocystitis and everything you can imagine, because a lot of times we take a condition like, I'll never say that people say, do you treat eczema? I don't treat eczema, but if you have underlying infection or imbalance, hormone imbalance, or liver detox that needs to be done that allows the body to present as if it has eczema, then yes. So we go, and no one's the same. So we'll go through the list and find someone thought they had tick-borne illness, another person did, and their makeup will look completely different.
Yep.
And from there, I'll go ahead and that's when the magnet treatment will begin with a couple magnets up to, like I said, 20, 30 pair, if necessary, depending on what the body asks for. The body's brilliant. And then they come off. The magnets come off the body. There's usually the body's brilliant, so I'll never do more than it tells me to do. And then they'll wait about 2 weeks or so, 2 to 3 weeks in between visits to let the liver, kidneys, everything detox enough to build strength to be able to do the next layer. It's almost like an onion. We peel off each layer. And then we look for symptom relief because it's a symptom-based treatment.
Mm-hmm. I Yeah, when you and I think have fascinating conversations when I come in for treatment, and recently when I saw you, I could describe to you one of my symptoms. And, you know, as you sort of were muscle testing and doing your job very well, ironically, so the magnets went right on like the nape of my neck where all the pain was. And, you know, it's never, you and I always sort of together can smile because I'm like, I knew my body. And you're like, I know. Wow, that's so cool.
I know. And I sit here at 4.5 years and go, this doesn't get old. This just doesn't get old. When the funny thing is when you say, yes, pain back here, when I'm scanning, I don't know where they're going to go. I just am looking at the category. And then when we put them on, we're like, of course they go there. And sometimes they don't go there, but it's still
exactly. But it's fun. So tell me a little bit about what you see. I mean, so there's Lyme, but just for the audience to hear, because you've listed a few things. But, and I know, and I love how you say this, and I love that you've said it in our conversation now, that you don't, and I always tell clients, it's that you don't really focus on the diagnosis of like, oh, somebody's coming in, they tell it Lyme, Bartonella, whatever it is. And I love that because to me, if I leave feeling better, it doesn't really matter what my diagnosis is. I'm feeling better. And, you know, I would say to everyone that's listening right now, I mean, I was sick for 5 years and you have changed my life in a year. Okay. I mean, literally, as well as my daughter, which many people know that story. But what would you say is like, okay, I have X number of patients that come in and the hottest thing I see is, I don't know.
Sure. So I would say let's do this. So I have a lot of teens, a lot of people, even middle-aged people will come in with significant anxieties, depressions, right? And that's very global, very big. So then it causes body pain and fatigue. Those are big ones. So when we break it down and look, usually there's a good amount of underlying strep infection. Because this can, remember, this goes back. I tell people it's almost like a cup. Picture a clear cup you're born with. And you might have like a small amount in the cup from what your mother gave to you and then environment you were made in, right? Like the soil or the water conditions or whatever. And then it fills. You have strep infection. You go through puberty. You have a heartbreak, whatever. And that cup fills to the point where it spills over. Then you get what looks like the diagnosis or the condition of anxiety, depression, fatigue and stress are huge right now. So one person can come in and I find underlying strep infection. Epstein-Barr is a huge cause of fatigue and anxiety, especially in our younger population and our older population, I should say. So strep is big. Epstein-Barr virus is big. Tick-borne illness is big. I have people who come in. I have two people now with epilepsy, adult onset epilepsy. One is loaded with tick-borne illness. One, it's all old concussions because we have a really great concussion protocol. So we never know how it's going to manifest in someone, but it's whatever that weak spot is for them, that's how it's going to show up. So I see, what are some other, there's just anything you can imagine, really. I've seen people with MS and Parkinson's, and someone in Parkinson's had it 30 years misdiagnosed and their tremor stopped after treatment for at least 12 hours at a time. I mean, she had been so far gone for so long, but there's just, it's what's underneath. So we take this diagnosis that someone comes with or what they think, chronic fatigue syndrome, irritable bowel syndrome, seasonal affect disorder. These ones that to me feel a little on the, how do I say this? I never want to be disrespectful, but it's just a little too broad and a little like someone wants to just put a label on something. Mm-hmm. So that's why we get to the
diagnosis, a title. Yeah.
A title. So we get to the root of it. And then when we start to peel it away, all of a sudden the person has more energy. They're not as sad during the winter. Their skin is better, whatever it is. So I see over these years, I've seen the gamut of PANDAS. I've seen, like I said, raging strep, which, you know, I've had teens that are suicidal and we find out it's underlying strep condition. So a lot of some fungal infections, parasitic for GI things. And sometimes, as you know, we'll comb through the books and it's this strange concoction and list we've created that wouldn't work for anybody else, but it works for your body. And then your symptoms start to go away. So I'd say right now it's probably 50% tick-borne or vector-borne illness, which could be spiders and everything. And the other 50 are the unknown, the people that just haven't gotten better with other treatments. I like those cases.
Yeah. Well, and I know for myself, speaking to the diagnosis piece and knowing for when I knew I had mostly GI symptoms, that vulnerability piece, I think is really important for people to build awareness around their body of what is your vulnerability, you know? And so when I first was, you know, getting diagnosis and started Western, it was everybody focused on my GI because that's where the problem was, you know? So they right. thought, to your point, they diagnosed me with collagenous colitis. And then I was like, okay, there's something else going on. I'm way too healthy just to have these GI issues. And peeling back the layers, I then did get the next diagnosis of Lyme and SIBO. But what was fascinating in coming to you is, yes, I came with those diagnoses. But everybody was sort of saying to me, it can't be that because it's all GI, right? And to you, it just didn't matter. It was like, okay, let's get to the root. Let's get you on the table. And it really, you know, for me has been a game changer. So I appreciate
that because I have another case. It's such an interesting case. Another example of this little girl who had a rash, just a horrible rash since she was born on her body, pustule and leaky. Mm-hmm. And when we scan, found out that she has this, type of leprosy. I mean, it sounds terrible, gosh. And I always tell my people, like, listen, don't listen to the words. Remember, they're more just words. The body just wants these pairs. Within 3 days, her whole infection went away and it hasn't come back since. Mm-hmm. So it's just whatever she got exposed to, who knows, or what, maybe her body just needed those pairs. But where I have such respect for Western medicine, I still carry my license and as such respect because we need acute medicine or we die. I just think we treat chronic conditions with acute medications, and that's where we get in trouble. So we mm-hmm. pigeonhole people. So I like to take, okay, you're coming with this, but let's get way to the root of it and dig it out from there, come from the bottom up, and then see if we could resolve what looks like that diagnosis.
Yeah. No, I think it's great. And I think that's hopefully, you know, in medicine in general, it's a great way to look at that root cause and instead of just, okay, let's treat the symptom. Because for so long, that's how we've looked at it. And I'm, again, so appreciative. So that's how, you know, you sort of work with your patients. And tell me I like to think what I know is your secret sauce and what I think you're really good at, having brought, you know, my daughter and my son and myself to you. But what would you say that you bring to the table as a practitioner that sort of like makes you unique and allows you to work really well with patients?
I think from a very young age, I'll own it now. I was really good at reading people. So I could read when someone's emotions were off and I wouldn't shy away. I'd kind of move towards it and kind of break down what they were feeling or be there for them. Even when I was young, just be there for them. I didn't know what to do about it. So I feel like I create enough of a safe environment for people, no matter what, without judgment. Really, we talk about it being ego subordinate, really, really stay humbled and hear the person out. So they become so vulnerable with you. Then we see it all, right? I mean, if we're holding back, we don't see, we can't attack it all. So people become so vulnerable in a healthy, safe way that there's a connection. And I would have to say, I'm grateful. I have the best clients and patients ever, which I know a lot of people feel that way. But I think it's all about that connection that we almost become friends because there's just such sharing and vulnerability that happens. So I'd say that just real, real deep connection over 25 years. It hasn't gotten old yet of evaluation and connection and holding people's sacred information and helping them get better.
Yeah. Well, I think you make a lot of valid points there. One, clearly you're living on your purpose, right? And that's where you feel passionate, excited to go to work and do your job and connected. And from, you know, my perspective of not only knowing you as another person and practitioner, but also having worked with you, with my family, I would 100% say that you are, you know, one of the most compassionate, you know, intuitive, empathetic people. And that allows, and I love that you also noted this, which I think is critical given what you do, is it's very vulnerable when you are sick to be in a space with somebody. You need to feel as though you can trust that person implicitly with your life. And I remember my first time after being really sick, feeling very frustrated with the system and sort of let down. And when the first person actually listened to me, Right. I was like, wait a second, this is, you know, huge. And right. So coming to you, you hold a beautiful space, and there's really no line in that, because having brought, you know, my 12-year-old when she was 10 at the time, and for audience purpose, you know, Olivia, my youngest, went to Janelle. She was diagnosed with PANDAS and Lyme, and Janelle, again, you know, saved our lives with my daughter, who was very anxiety ridden, severely depressed, couldn't go to school, limited eating, et cetera. And Janelle really saved us. And then I got on the table with Janelle. Thank you. She's done wonders for me. And then I brought my son, and now I brought my other daughter. But that being said, it does become, there's no limit. Oftentimes people's secret sauce might be in a certain age bracket. Yeah. And what I find with you is that really across the board, having brought a family of now a 12-year-old all the way to, you know, 50-year-old, your ability to connect with the ages and hold the space of that vulnerability and trust is amazing. And not many people can do that, Janelle. So I think that it's really important, I think, for our listeners to understand that beyond, you can go to many practitioners that, that do what you do. But I think the piece that brings you to the level and your ability, maybe muscle test and put the magnets on, is that connection. So
thank I'll you say so it too. Your words. I needed this. I needed to hear that on a Friday afternoon. Thank you so much. Yes. It's not easy right now. So you give it all you have. And I appreciate you recognizing that. And your family's easy to love too. So I appreciate it. Yeah.
Well, I'm so glad we had the time today. I know we could chat much longer, but I'm sure you have things on your Friday evening you want to get to.
Yeah, but, I gotta grill some food. We got hungry. If, like everybody else, you're cooking like a restaurant, right?
I know. It's so funny. Oh, gosh.
So thank All right, you for well, having me.
You know, I'm so glad to see you, and I will hopefully see you soon.
Awesome. Thanks, Charlotte.
All right. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.